project area that we're talking about lies directly below Orlando. It runs all the way down to Lake Okeechobee. To the west, we have the Lake Wales Ridge. And on the east side, it's the boundary between the St. John's River watershed and the Kissimmee River watershed, which is basically the Florida's Turnpike and Route 441.
So, Keith Fountain, why is this area important then for the Everglades if it does seem a little bit removed from that central core that we think of in South Florida when we talk about that ecosystem?
This landscape is actually the headwaters of the greater Everglades ecosystem. People that are driving east along the Beachline Expressway sometimes will see a sign at Shingle Creek that says this is the headwaters of the Everglades, and indeed, that's the case. The landscape that we're talking about today, we at the Nature Conservancy often say it starts at the Disney Wilderness Preserve, which is a 12,000-acre mitigation project on the north side of Lake Hatchnaha, south of Kissimmee. And from there flows down the Kissimmee River towards Lake Okeechobee.
So the Nature Conservancy already has some protected lands in this area. Why the effort to expand it?
Well, the Nature Conservancy, of course, is an international nonprofit conservation organization. And in Florida, we've been working for 50 years across large landscapes in Florida, like the Northern Everglades. And we've amassed properties that we own and manage in these landscapes. In this particular instance, we own several properties, but this is a vast landscape of large cattle ranches that have been extremely well managed for many generations. And unknown to many Floridians, this is also a landscape that has tremendous diversity of plants and animals. And it's thanks to the stewardship of these ranchers that we have these species. And that's the landscape that this refuge will focus on.
Charlie Pelizza with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife. Why the sudden interest in protecting this headwater area? What has changed that has pushed forward this drive to protect this particular habitat now?
Well, I think a couple of things have changed. One is the realization by the Fish and Wildlife Service that there are some resource values, the ones that Keith just described, that are in need of conservation because there are threats to the landscape. We're currently in a downturn in the economy, but as soon as the economy does rebound, we find that there's a lot of interest in development in this area for commercial and residential development. And if you look at the larger landscape and you look at some of the species like Florida panther and Florida black bear that need wide habitats to range across, we just want to make sure that there's habitat available for them that is currently conserved so that they have places to roam as they will.
And I think it's interesting. I've looked at some of the maps of this proposed protected area, Keith Fountain, and it seems that there are parcels that are split. It's not all contiguous. And so how does that impact the actual flow of water that moves through the land down towards the Lake Okeechobee area?
Well, since the middle or early part of the last century, agriculture and the government ditched and drained many of these wetlands. And, of course, that's what we in the state of Florida and the federal government have been trying to redress or address over the last 10-plus years. Many people are familiar with Kissimmee River restoration. Other agencies are taking it to another level and are now starting to look at the restoration of these ranches. As Charlie had alluded to, you know, the state and other government agencies, there are some really fantastic public lands out there already, like the Three Lakes Wildlife Management Area, which is on the northeast side of this proposed project, and Kissimmee Prairie State Preserve. But it's working with these ranchers and protecting that habitat, and in some cases, other agencies are doing hydrological restoration. That's where we will truly be able to preserve a large functional landscape for future generations. And it'll be that functional landscape that provides us with the wildlife and the water and the clean air that the residents of Florida will need.